for another installment of Bar Talk.
Yes, we are.
Yes, I am DJ K, and I'm here with
Beamer.
And this is Bar Talk. For those who do not know what the show is about, for our new listeners, basically we are two guys in a bar, and
we're talking.
We're talking, hence Bar Talk.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
We talk about this and that.
Say hello to all of our faithful and loyal listeners. To those in, I say bonjour, and to our
Belgian
listeners in France,
and our Belgian listeners,
and Beijing, and
Beijing. It was not Belgian. Beijing. Hello in Beijing.
Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom, and any other country, any other place.
Are you just Thailand, hey.
Checking it out? Download us. All right, subscribe to us. And, you know, we'll make sure we will get a hold of you. And email us. You can email us at bartalk1. That's BARTALK, number one, at yahoo.com. All right, give us your cheers. You want us to say your name, birthday. You want to talk to Beamer, talk to DJ K. You know what I'm saying?
Can wow, holler at us. They got a little ethnic there real quick. You know what I'm saying? So... Anyway,
you can talk to Beamer, or you can talk to your boy, DJ K.
That would be fantastic, DJ K.
And we are recording live at Tom Fullery's, is it restaurant and bar? Bar and restaurant?
I think we've come to the conclusion it's restaurant and bar.
Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar.
Yeah, because I said bar and grill, and that's definitely not right. Yeah.
Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar in Middletown, Delaware. We are recording live. We're in a bar. We're not in a studio. We're not in a basement, someone's house. We are live in a bar. And what we're going to do next is our traditional and ceremonial drinking of the beer.
Because we want to make sure you know that we do drink, we do enjoy beverages while we're
so
at the bar.
We are kicking off this installment of Bar Talk.
Mm-hmm. That is cold. That is good.
I'm back to my lagers. I'm back to Yingling right now. I switched up.
Fair enough.
I have to try something. Every month I try a different one. I was doing Sam for a minute. So I'm back to Yingling. Shock Top was killing me.
I still do.
I love Shock Top.
I still do those cheap light beers, even though, you know, compared to two of us, I probably would say, yeah, he drinks a full body beer and he drinks a light beer. But, you know, I do drink light beer, so it's a little bit cheaper. Hey, what are you going to do?
But, so, things are going great, though. We want to thank everyone for supporting Bar Talk, and we hope
you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we will continue to entertain. All right. We have a few things we want to talk about on this show here. We dive right into it. But
we're going to dive in?
Yeah, no. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
All right. Beer is low. We're going to top it off. And you are listening to Bar Talk with Beamer and DJ K, and we will be right back.
Right back, yes, sir.
Yes, after this.
With some Cheetos, I guess, huh?
Okay, and we are back. All right, so
we're back.
So I got a brew in the glass, and we're all set here. I gotta dive into this. We're gonna talk about it later.
I know what you were gonna talk about, and you gotta dive into it.
Okay.
Don't judge Keith for it's for the words he says.
Hey, we're the bar.
Yes.
Things pop up on the TVs.
Don't say pop up. Don't say
anything.
Just start the conversation, and right. We will continue from there.
These two guys got caught trying to have sex with cows. Now, basically, the way the story starts, this farmer realized that his cows just weren't acting right. They were a little anxious. I know, I'm getting a virus on my phone.
Nah, I get the same thing on mine too, yeah, man.
He said the cow seemed a little anxious and just didn't seem right.
Like,
he
man?
Set up a camera, and what he saw was these two guys trying to have sex with the cows. One dude actually had a camera.
So you had the bestiality, person, you know, the guy, the cow fucker. What's the breakdown? The cow fucker, and then you had the cow fucker's cameraman.
Right. I don't know which
one. What's worse?
The one guy doing it or the guy directing? Oh, yeah.
No.
That's it right there. Hold on. Grab the udder. Grab the... Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Come on now. I mean, the direction is...
Yeah, there's a fine line between dairy and porn. I mean, Yeah, that's just... It's healthy for... No, it's not healthy.
What?
No, it's not healthy.
You know, I thought I knew you, Beamer.
Yeah, you still know me. I question fucking, God, you hear stories like that, you're just like, seriously?
Yeah,
it's a cow. I mean, if it was a dairy cow, too, like that...
Couldn't you go to the bar?
I can't drink milk anymore.
Couldn't you go to the bar at last call just to get a big check? I'm just saying.
I've seen some that look like cows, but I mean, you know.
Just throwing it out there. But, what is the... was this part of some animal porn network going on here? I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, it had to be something.
I've never looked at an animal and go...
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
That little fucking hairy fucking brown fucking udders and just... Oh, yeah. Like, there's nothing... Nothing about a cow would ever fucking turn me on.
With any animal.
Look how bony those fucking hind legs are. Oh, yeah, girl.
I don't care how much alcohol there is. I never took a shot to... You know what? If she swung that tail one more time, it's on. But yeah, the guy, they got caught filming that. But I've heard a bunch of different things. There was a guy who worked for chicken factory. I think it was in Purdue in Hanover, PA.
Yeah, I think you got a virus on that now.
Well, that's just for that site. In Hanover, Pennsylvania, never forget this. I was in a town like a few days after it happened. Yeah. And he was banging the chickens and got caught because, you know, it's in a plant. This is before they were killed for, you know, to be eaten. And,
you know what? I'm trying not to imagine, but my mind says human male genitalia in a female hen genitalia should not match in any way, form, or nothing. I mean, I don't understand how that's even possible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's basically taking a fucking oven stuff roaster that's fucking in your freezer, thawing it out, and fucking.
Okay, let me preface what I'm getting ready to say with this. Have you ever gotten an email, a video, or something sent to you? You go, oh gosh, and you gotta look at it. You go, oh gosh, okay. With that said, I didn't even say what the content was, but you've gotten things where you go, oh gosh, but you've had to look at it. I once viewed a video. It was called Down on the Farm. You can pretty much tell where I'm going with this. And it was porn. It starts off with a guy banging a chicken. And I'm like, really?
I'd be killing first. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Like, so I do gotta, I'm, you know what? I, just like the many other people who have had this video, watched it.
You watched the whole video?
Well, fast forward. Really? Fast forward? No. There was a horse sex. Girls blowing the horse. There was a thing with dogs. There was even an eel.
Well, that's Asian.
They put condoms on the eel and, yeah, on both ends of the eel and two girls at the same time. So, yeah, it's called Down on the Farm.
All right, okay, in case you can't see me because this is audio podcast, I think I'm about to throw up here. I'm not going to vomit because of alcohol, I'm going to vomit because the story keeps telling me right now.
But it's out there. It happens. I mean, this isn't something that we're just saying just for the show. But I mean, this stuff goes on, and there are guys who do that. I mean,
there's a woman that do it.
You'd have to. Well, for a guy, you'd have to be erect. You'd have to be excited to get that.
Sick cow fuckers, all right?
Yeah, that's it. So, but in this day and age, 2014, it's going on. And not in West Virginia. It was not in West Virginia.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't a sheep. This was a freaking cow.
Yeah. Well, speaking of animal sex. No. I found it funny. It was actually something I was going to bring up last week, and it didn't happen. There was a horse trainer that was suspended, and let me get the whole story.
A horse trainer,
like for racing horses.
Okay,
yeah,
wasn't the jockey, but
he's a horse trainer for horses for that race, and it's New Mexico. The trainer is suspended for 16 years.
No, wait, I don't know the story. Now I've seen something, and just you can give me a nod or yes or no. Does it have to do with like I heard one thing they put. Stuff in the nostrils to control the breathing so they can run faster.
Nah.
Nothing. Okay.
If there was, it's not part of the story that I read originally.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But anyway, so this horse trainer, he's suspended for 16 years. He's not allowed to have a horse in his possession.
16 years.
16 years.
You mean he can't go to the supermarket and get on that little, put a quarter in and sit and ride on the horse?
The FBI's going to be looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing, motherfucker?
He can't get on a merry-go-round.
Yeah. There's some fine lines, but they're saying just get away.
He can't watch Mr. Ed on Nick at Night.
It might be why I got the idea. Anyway, and he was fined also $40,000.
Okay, what's the crime?
Well, what he did was they found that the horses that he had, he was supplying massive amounts of Viagra to them. Now, if anybody out of this country doesn't know what Viagra is it's a male supplement that you take to give you a fucking hard-on.
Keeps you... Yeah, there we go.
He was giving them fucking massive doses of fucking Viagra to these racehorses. And by the way that they were doing...
The males, not the females. Okay.
And by the way that it's done is that it opens fucking your fucking veins up, you know, opens up everything. Your heart fucking pumps faster, you know. It's more efficient. It's brought more efficiently. But at the same time, I've got a question. I don't know how this fucking shit works in a horse, but why would you give something to a horse that, I don't know, say about a quarter of the way around, he gets a fucking massive hard on the size of a goddamn fucking human's leg?
Does that make him run faster?
I'm thinking he might break his dick off running around.
Now, I don't know much about horses. Are most of the horses males or females?
But it was males that he was giving.
I mean, like, in races.
Well, you have bears and, you guys are honest.
Bitches? I don't know. What are they called?
Well, males, male, bears.
Female horses.
Bears are females. Then you have colts or castro. No,
Phillies?
Colts are young.
A Philly is a female.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not a fucking aficionado.
Well, maybe if there's
horses.
A female horse.
But this motherfucker was giving goddamn fucking male horses Viagra. So that brings a new definition of he's coming around turn three.
Aha.
I'm just saying
that's a play on words.
That's a play on that fucking poor horse's dick because he's got a fucking three fucking foot long fucking erection fucking bouncing off the ground while he's fucking racing.
They trip over it. They would have to.
I mean,
I feel their pain. So
well, you're a sick fuck because you're talking about fucking cow fuckers.
So, wait a minute. He's giving him five, but I mean, is this to make him faster, or
supposed to make him faster? I don't know. I don't know about you, but if I got fucking hard on, I'm not running a fucking 40-yard dash.
Well, maybe it has a different effect on animals.
By a couple of stories that I've read, kind of does, but kind of doesn't, because the massive amount that they gave to him because of being horses. It kind of does the same thing.
Well, maybe in
maybe it was Cialis and not Viagra. He said it was Cialis. It was just when the time came right. You know what I mean?
Couldn't he give him like Flintstone vitamins or some shit like that?
Yeah, Flintstones. I know we're 10 million strong and growing, but they weren't growing as much as Viagra was. All
right. Well, that's more of a
getting away from your fucking cow fuckers. But that's still fucking bothersome right there. I'm sorry, that is some bothersome. No,
you know how they inseminate the fucking horses? They fucking put their hands in there. And, so horses get fucking abused on a regular without guys getting
Yeah, but you ain't supposed to slip fucking... You ain't supposed to slip a fucking culture.
Slip a Mickey.
In some fucking Viagra. What are you talking about, Mickey?
Giving horses roofies.
I mean, it wasn't even a small amount. It was like...
Yo, I'm going to get that horse some Molly. It's going to be on.
Motherfucking horse is laying on his back fucking touching himself. You know what I mean?
Well, see, now we know where a mad cow came from. Guy's trying to fuck him all the time,
there
I guess.
There you go. And so I guess the next one around is going to be fucking horny fucking horse. Yeah.
Horny horse. Oh, jeez. So,
that's not the fucking animal you want horny fucking right after you.
No, because they kick the shit out of you.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, fucking them kicking the shit out of me.
So.
Not right, fucking 3-foot-long fucking dick coming at me.
You've measured these things, man. You know that.
I got fucking friends that had horses, and you're like, what the fuck is going on there? Friends. I think your horse has got a fucking tree stump fucking. Yeah. All
right, speaking of
animals.
Erections, yo, I got to throw this. It has nothing to do with animals. Now, last week we talked about the college football player, Michael Sams, who came out the closet, and he's...
R. Kelly was happy for him because he came out the closet.
R. Kelly was happy. He came. He wasn't trapped in a closet anymore. They're projected he would go, like, maybe first round, late first round, early second round.
Yeah.
But he had a bad combine.
Very bad.
I mean, his 40 time was slow. His weight, his bench reps were low. Everything was bad.
Well, this is actually, you know what? We can talk about this, too, because I've got a problem with the combine.
Yes, but yeah, I got a thing with it, too. But real quick, so he had a bad combine. So, I mean, his stock dropped.
For our fans out of the United States, combine is basically you have all your prospect NFL players come together and they do
down like it is.
But they do certain skills.
Prospective athletes, before they get them into the major, to the NFL, it's almost like back in slavery when they open their mouth and check their teeth.
I'm not the only one who thought that.
Yo, it is the
combine is the new nowadays fucking slavery fucking.
They're measuring your arm length, your fingers. They're checking your teeth.
How high can you jump, boy?
Bend over. Are you flexible? Are you this or that? Yo.
How fast is this? Run on it. You know what I mean?
It is awful. White, black, whatever you. And you're standing there damn in your underwear. But yo, here's where I'm getting at. Michael Sams, the gay football player at the combine, yo, he ran his 40 yard dash. He had a yo, he had an erection that was just unbelievable. Yo, I thought that maybe the NFL Network tip for sound.
Wait a minute, hold on.
The microphone.
Hold on. He had an erection.
Yo. I got to find a picture.
No. I'm good. I am perfectly fine.
They were talking about it on this one sports chest. Yo, he was very happy to be there.
He said it was a bunch of fucking muscular men running around, fucking jumping up and down and, you know, jumping around.
Just from you will inadvertently at some point be strolling the internet.
No, I will not.
And that picture's gonna pop up. You're gonna be like, oh, but you know what? That's gonna make it bad for him in the locker rooms. I'm sorry.
Oh, god damn.
If he got hard just fucking running a 40 yard dash.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, if I'm fucking physically fucking active, I am not getting a fucking hard on.
And this was just,
I mean, like working, like fucking playing sports.
All these
like
big muscular guys and fucking biker tights.
Hey, that's come on. Yeah, maybe that's part of the reason why I don't fucking erect it. Yeah, if I'm fucking practicing with a fucking female volleyball team, I might have a different fucking
Yeah, that'd be different. That would be, that would be.
But, yeah.
Stryker. All right, so. But I didn't mean to change the subject on your thing, but that was just unbelievable, man.
But I do want to say that I have come to the conclusion. I used to watch the Combine because, you know, it's turned into a whole event. And it's kind of interesting to see. We'll call them cattle. The best way that I heard is that the horses promenading before the fucking race.
Yeah.
I compared it to slavery.
They don't brand them.
I compared it.
They throw numbers on them. They're grabbing their balls. They're doing everything.
Yesterday, I had a conversation, and I completely compared it to slavery. And I said, you know what? That is one of the most degrading things I've ever seen. It clicked in my head how fucking degrading and how wrong it is.
How fast are you? How high can you jump? How strong are you?
Yeah, and you know what?
Do some of these drills, and that's it.
And on ESPN, when they kept on showing on ESPN, there was not one white guy shown. It was every single black guy from there.
Beamer, welcome to the dark side.
But I'm telling you, man. I felt completely uncomfortable watching that shit.
That just goes to show that white guys, y'all got to step your game up in football.
Well,
we take it over.
Or they need to stop fucking doing that.
We're taking your quarterback position.
Hey, you know what? Fucking take the quarterback.
Dude was always a quarterback. He didn't think he'd take it.
I can say.
But look, here's one thing they did. I was like, why the hell do they need to measure this? Guy is laying on his back. They had him sit up, straight up, and. As much as, you know, sit straight up and then lay back and then lean back as far as he can without touching the ground and holding it. Then
they had his feet up in there.
No, with his feet on the ground. Then they had him on their stomach and they wanted to see how far he could bend his arms backwards in the air. Lying on his stomach, take both your arms, keep them straight, and bend them backwards. And they measured from the ground where he can lift up.
I guess it shows.
And then they did. I'm like,
I guess it shows flexibility and but at the same time, why?
And they're measuring right this down. Then they,
Did they measure out the calves? Did they measure out like his head? To make sure that he wasn't gonna be too smart of a black man to come work out in the fucking fields and all. That's what I'm saying. That's the shit that bothers me, man.
It's every player, black, white, doesn't matter.
It's just they're animals. On the
I know we keep using the slave reference.
Yes,
but let's change it to cattle, because that's how they do it. Before cattle goes in, before you get your hamburgers, they get branded, tagged, they're checking them. You know, they're checking everything. I mean,
I'm completely fucking against the fucking combine now.
Oh, it's awful.
Like 4 or 5 years ago, I would just like catch an occasional thing where, he touched fucking 10 fucking feet, 11 inches in the fucking air. You know what I mean? And it was like one point here and there. Now it's like they really are fucking going way above and beyond. It's like what point in time do we start saying, okay, you know what? We don't care. I don't care to fucking see this. You're basically running a meat market. You want to know which is the biggest and baddest and the fucking, the most, the piece of meat that's going to produce the most for you.
Yeah.
And it's sickening. And it really is.
Yeah, it is, so. That's something that has me changed. I mean, it's just okay. So, moving on, we are going
moving
to.
Moving on. Hold on before we get to Keith's topic that we need to do, which will be
alluding to for a while.
Yes.
And my glass is low. I got an empty glass.
I do want to bring up one fucking amazing point. And this is after us going and talking about animals. Unfortunately, this is a positive thing. No, fortunately, this is a positive thing. Unfortunately, we were talking negatively about fucking animal fuckers and all that kind of shit. But did you see, it's in Norway, they actually are like a matter of like a year or two away from having communicators that dogs can tell you what they want.
You mean like on the movie Up?
That is the comparison. They actually have communicators that they're in the beta process, a beta test point.
Okay, wait. Do we can understand what the dog says?
Well, it's not going to be like,
I want my dog
hello,
to know
Keith,
that.
How are you doing today? it's going to be like, woof, who's that? You know what I mean? It's going to be basic, you know, rudimentary way of going.
I don't want to know, because you know what?
Hold on.
Okay, let me
finish my point.
Go ahead.
All right. So these devices, they're almost ready. They're literally, they have, like, so much database of, you know, dog brain waves and all this and that. And it's little headpieces that they wear that they put on the brain and all that. They're, right now, the company's called No More Wolf. W-O-O-F. So no more barking.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology, they want to bring it down to where you're going to have three different systems that you can have. It's a $65 micro system where I'm not exactly sure if it's maybe something that comes to your phone or something says, woof, I want food. Something like that. Then they have a $300 standard system that they want to have. It's going to be like, woof, I'm happy, woof, I'm happy, woof, I'm, you know. And then a $1,200 mini speaker system where you can adjust the levels and you can actually... It's a little bit more in depth to what they might be possibly saying. Okay. First off, do you want to know what your dogs are thinking?
I don't give a fuck what he's thinking. Well, I can tell by his body language.
But at the same time, if you can go, you can put something on. I mean, say you're going to spend the $1,200 and you are actually, you know, I know you would not spend $1,200 for Grape Jordan to have. I'm sorry, that's, well, Keith's dog, Grape Jordan. To have.
DJ.
DJ.
My dog's name is Pitbull.
Yeah. To have fucking to be able to communicate with you. Okay. If he goes and he barks and is like, I need to go out. Again, woof, I need to take a shit. Woof, I need to take a piss. That would not be bad.
I ain't spending shit because my dog will come up to me and he lets me know.
Oh, I know that.
I know when he has to go to the bathroom.
I know. I
know when he wants to eat.
If it comes to...
If he doesn't like something.
But if it comes
to... If he does something wrong.
If it breaks down to like a $20 fucking thing you put on, it says, woof, who's this person? And if you watch the video, like the video...
Come
is
to my
like,
house. My dog is going to go, woof.
Who the fuck is this
that
motherfucker?
That means who's that? Bam, I don't need a translator.
Now that's great. That's great. Now, this is the part of the problem that I started having.
Okay.
What happens when you're just sitting there with the dog, and you're petting the dog, and the dog's like, oh, I love you. And he goes, woof. And it says, I rubbed my ass on your pillow last night, motherfucker.
That's going to lead to animal abuse.
Think about it. How much shit did fucking animals do when we're not home?
Dogs are like, fuck. What the hell? What'd you do today? Look, what'd you do today? Nothing. Ate your shoes. Dogs gonna be like, God damn it, get this thing off of me.
Pissing your hamper, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I understand.
It's not accurate. It's more novel. They actually have something like that now already. You can get it on freaking, what is that?
This is actually going to be more...
Finger Hut.
But this is going to be...
He got it in Finger Hut.
Get the fuck out of
here. I'm not lying.
Yeah. No, this is actually one that... This is the Nordic Society...
You think I'm lying?
This is the Nordic Society for Invention and Discovery. This is actually a society group that is trying to get a little bit more in, you know... To make things a little bit easier between canine and human.
Uh-huh.
Now, my question is this. At what level will they stop? What animals do you want to know what the fuck's coming out of their, you know, what they're thinking?
I don't know. Lions, tigers, and bears.
Oh my. I mean, would you like to know what a lion's thinking when you're at the zoo?
Yeah.
I mean, you throw one of the things on, fucking track him up, throw one of them on, and he's like, rah, get the fuck out of here, Whitey. I mean, I would feel offended. You know, they're African.
Bam, here we go. Like I said, already got it out. Bilingual dog translator, $26.
It's not the same.
What?
That's not...
Look.
It's a bullshit fucking system.
Bilingual, the dog translator.
It's a bullshit system, dude. I'm talking about these people actually are neuroscientists. Neuroscientists that
this
are going...
It's a translator.
Yeah, it says bark.
Let me read the description.
They take it from a fucking dog sitting next to a bowl going, woof, woof, barking at you because they want food.
They want
food.
All right, let's see what it says here. The Bilingual Dog Translator by Takara. That would be to our Japanese brethren.
Well, it's made by them because it's cheaper to fucking...
Your dog has something to tell you. The kit includes a bark translation, medical checklist, body language and reference guide, training tips, and a Home Alone function. Emotional analysis technology developed by Takara, Kojur Animal Hospital, and Japan Acoustic Library. It runs on 5 AAA batteries.
Yeah, so it runs on 5 AAA batteries. You know what it is? It's bullshit. It's a fucking remote control.
It's a translator.
It ain't no translator. What is it? Fucking get dog to fucking Asian?
It's a bilingual.
It's like, roof, don't cook me up tonight.
All right. They also have the bilingual translator by... There's another one. This is a little bit cheaper. Oh, no, they're the same thing.
Anyway. So this like, anyway. This group fucking consortium...
Now, how much is it? How much is your Nordic scientific...
The micro version is $65 as to this point. The standard version would be $300, and the superior version would be $1,200. So... This is actually, you know, by what they've gone and the technology that's out right now, it's saying, by you reading that, it's the same as seeing a fucking commercial saying, hey, take these pills, your penis will grow bigger. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This here, they're actually using fucking biokinetic fucking brain waves from, and the fucking headwear that they put on the dog, and I'm like, seriously? It just blew my mind watching the commercial, and I'm like, okay.
Was this an infomercial?
No, it's fucking, it's a group that they're actually looking for funding, extra funding.
It wasn't Takara?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, I thought it was kind of interesting. But it really made me think, like, at one point in time, if you can get the dogs to tell you what to do, and then maybe the next one's going to be the cats, what animals do you stop at?
Lions, tigers, and bears.
Well, I'm talking about household pets.
Oh, my.
I'm talking about household pets.
Goldfish?
Do you want to know what a fucking goldfish is thinking? Swimming. Oh, shit. Swimming. Swimming.
Let me go in this castle. No. Wow, yeah. That was cool. Come out. Oh, let me go in this castle. Okay, go in.
Hamsters, gerbils, both of them together. What's going on? What the fuck is this black hole that I'm getting shoved into?
Speaking of black holes,
Oh, you just got the joke, didn't you?
Yeah. The basketball player, the gay basketball player. I'm scrolling the internet while we. I know we're jumping around. His jersey, the number one selling jersey right now. Jason Collins, Brooklyn Nets, number 98, is the number one selling jersey right now. And I found a backstory on why he chose number 98. That was because in 1998, there was a transgender kid who was killed. And this was in honor of the kid. So that's why everyone buying it. And proceeds of his jersey might be going, don't quote me on this, to some charity. But for the most part, everyone wants his jersey. And he's only on a 10-day contract. So people are eating them up before they get sold out. So...
I mean, it's probably more of a gimmick than anything else, but...
Well, he was playing.
But he was a mediocre player when he was playing.
True, but I would have came out after he got signed, and then, you know what I mean, not just to a 10-day contract, but signed to a team coming off the bench, and then I would have came out to make that statement. Not after, you know, you've been released and you're looking for a job. So if you don't get a job, they're going to say, oh, he's not getting hired because he's gay. No, he's getting hired because he's like 30-something years old. Yeah. He averages like 1.5 points a game.
Yeah.
1.3 rebounds a game. I mean.
And that's because he fucking falls on the ground and the ball falls and hits him.
Yeah. So he's a 7-foot. He's just a body. But, I mean, he's in the NBA.
Seven-foot gay man.
Yeah. Now, there was a football player, too. Orion Harris. Or was it Kwame?
Kwame
came out.
Yeah, New York. From
both up from Delaware.
From Delaware.
Brother, they had a line of brothers who played football.
Yeah, but it was Kwame, and they found out that he was gay because he beat up his boyfriend.
Yeah, his
family found out he was gay because he beat up his boyfriend.
Well, they got to a domestic situation.
Yeah.
And your boy Mike Sands, you talked about it on the show last week.
Yeah, Mike Sands.
In a club with his shirt off.
Yeah.
But it's a gay club, so I'm sure it goes on there before. No one was other than us.
Yeah, but why did they have to put it on fucking ESPN? That's what I'm saying.
Because he's news right now.
Yeah. And that, you know, there was a point that I wanted to bring up, but I won't because, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm being negative against, you know, people that are, you know, trying to be themselves, trying to, you know, make the world a little different in a positive way, negative way.
I'm sitting here laughing. People at the bar are doing a Biggie Small sing-along.
Yes, and when the white people, when he says the N-word.
When white people drink.
Yeah, when he says the N-word and the white people are like, hey, James Jonas. Yeah.
Nigga, please. Yeah. All right, so.
But, I started to think about it. How much fucking bullshit do we think? I mean, I don't give a shit, you know. The guys are gay. I don't care. You know what I mean? I do understand that it is relevant to the point that, you know, it is relevant to the point that we need to go, we need like awareness, we need fucking openness and all that, but at the same time, I don't give a shit. Just fucking deal with what's going on in the fucking world. Stop paying attention to these fucking guys saying, hey, I'm gay.
You know? Doesn't matter.
Fuck.
But when you go to take a shower,
I understand.
If he's the first one in there, then there's an issue.
What about that,
guys, you ain't going out?
Yeah.
Guys, no one's, you go to the club dirty? Okay. I mean, if he's just rubbing his nipples and not washing nothing else, then there's a problem.
These men should be comfortable enough with their sexuality to not be offended by it.
Okay, that was A-Rod, Amanda Rodriguez, and her adding her her 2 cents here.
And she don't discriminate.
And she don't discriminate. Well, there's nothing wrong with being comfortable with your sexuality.
No, I have no problem with that. I want everybody to be comfortable. Because you know what? Arizona just...
I don't want a guy staring at me. I don't care. It ain't homophobic. I don't want
today, right. History was made. Arizona fucking bill, fucking the anti-gay fucking bill for Arizona was vetoed. Why was it vetoed, Keith?
Because restaurants wanted to ban gay people from eating in their establishments. Oh.
No.
That was the bill that was introduced.
That was the bill that was introduced.
I don't know.
NFL and Major League Baseball both said, if you veto this, we will leave your state. Don't worry about it. Have a good life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Super Bowl is in Arizona.
And they're going to have a gay player. And so.
Yeah.
So basically, it's all about money. It ain't about the issue. It's about money, basically.
Got him.
It's about money.
Yeah. Why is the issue even fucking important? Because of money.
True.
Why, you know.
But if somebody makes a great play, do you let him tap you on the ass?
You know what? I've gotten fucking weirder fucking smacks on the ass fucking by cousins and, you know, like, that smack, and you're like, oh, shit, I can't move my leg, you know what I mean? And you're like, and not in a fucking finger in the ass way, but like a, just that, you know, like, seriously, dude. You
finger in the ass type of way.
But I'm saying, like, dude, you really got a problem. You're going to smack me so fucking hard that I can't move my leg now and we're still playing a fucking game of football. Pick up football right. In the backyard.
Right.
I don't give a shit. I don't care. The people can do what they want to do. As long as it's not gay sex going on in the fucking game, as long as somebody's not getting blown on the fucking sideline, okay. Gay or straight.
Here's another issue, too. Right. They are banning the N-word in the NFL on the field. So,
that's going to work. Because New York did such a great job how many years ago banning the N-word.
I got to say this. In high school.
Am I wrong?
Here's my... story of the N-word and football. We were playing, and this is no reflection on the school. I'm going to say the name of the school. We were playing another school in football. All right. This was a JV game. JV game. Now, there's black, even number of black and white players on the team, both teams. So it wasn't like an all black school against an all white school. They were both public schools. And there was equal amount of blacks and whites on their team, equal amount of blacks and whites on our team. So
it wasn't.
I gotta mention that. So we're on the line of scrimmage, and quarterback's up there. We're on offense. Down, set, blue 21, sack the nigger. He goes, timeout. Yo. It wasn't nigga. It was,
it was the ER.
It was girl.
It was the hard R.
I laughed, but it's funny because and this is exactly the sound in real time. Blue 28, Blue 38, sack the nigger, timeout. I was like, what just happened here? I mean, tight end. So it was just like, what in the world is going on? We laughed, but it was like, huh?
It's just.
Okay, we'll hit him. Let's play the freaking game.
There.
But see, that was the attitude. We just were like, but I have to say that was the first time I had ever heard it in the game. In playing football, this is in high school. I've never heard it. No one ever said this or that. I can't say I have not been called the N-word.
You didn't have pre-Madonna fucking players also, where it was like, you know, oh, I'm the greatest, the best that's ever existed.
Well, here's where it's becoming an issue, and this is because of the Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito thing.
Yeah.
They paint Richie.
Or Riley Cooper, too.
Well, that's a little bit different, yeah.
But
I'm saying on the field.
Yes.
Richie, I'm going to defend him in one way by saying I don't believe he's not racist.
I think he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's an asshole.
He's a prick.
The N-word's used, especially among blacks. And, you know, I'll be in conversation with some of my black friends, but come on, man. It just...
The Super Bowl, they said that... who was it? Somebody was fucking mic'd in the Super Bowl, and they said they couldn't put any of the audio.
Because
along.
The guys are talking to themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. They were just talking so much shit. Yeah. It was like, they couldn't put it on there. Like,
there's teammates, and then there's players on the opposing team. Oh, nigga, you ain't doing shit. Nigga, please, come on.
It wasn't even just that.
And that's how it goes, I know.
But it was just the whole,
but
you know.
It wasn't the racial thing, like a white guy saying, "Don't carry you, nigga." That wasn't the case, but they just don't want the word said. So now guys gotta be like, man, there was a lot of, do I want to say thugs? Or interested, there are some thug guys in the NFL
who
grew up with, and when they do these press conferences, speaking to reporters after a game, it's hard for them to say, well, I like to thank my teammates. We trained hard, and blah, blah, blah. Instead of saying, man, we whipped their ass, man. Them motherfuckers was this and that. Them niggas was scared, and blah, blah, blah. It's so hard for them not to say that. So a lot of times when they're talking, people go, these guys can't speak. Or no, they just don't want to say, motherfucker, nigger, shit, this or that, blah, blah, blah.
They can't speak to the idea that, you know, they come from areas that they probably, you know, the vernacular is not the same as...
And I've said it. Okay.
You know, Bob and June fucking white person sitting there, you know.
And notice during this episode, I've said it, and Beamer has been saying the N-word, and I've been saying it, so. But we're not condoning it. But here's another thing.
I didn't say the word.
I know you haven't. I'd fuck you up. All right, so... Look at Beamer's face.
I don't believe that.
No.
I would never say derogatory towards you.
No, but Beamer is my nigga. That's my boy.
And Keith is my homie.
My cracker.
You never
hear
hungry.
Like, you heard the one song, like the rap song, like, where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at?
Hey, how many times I sang that?
You won't hear, where my crackers is at? You won't hear that. All my real live rednecks throw your hands up. You won't hear that.
Where's my saltines at?
What I was getting at with Incognito, though, they were saying let me just say this. Our society now, and see, here's how we know we're getting older. I'm going to do this crazy analogy. When the Beatles came, remember that? Mm-hmm. Oh, that long-haired music. Oh, you can't. That is awful. Remember how they said about rock and roll is bad, it's evil? Elvis Presley gyrating his hips, how bad he was.
I still don't think it's fucking good.
Right. What, Elvis Presley gyrating his hips? So, but now, the N-word, and I'm not saying like in a
race. And then, you know what, this is funny, because over the last, 5, 6, 10 years... White people only refer to it as the N-word.
Yeah, it's not even that. But
this is like, that's how, as bad as the fucking world still is, you have a lot of fucking white girls saying, I'm telling the N-word, don't they? Yeah.
But here's what I'm getting at. The word is now, like, it's, Like, when you hear, like, someone, like, a racist person, these niggers, blah, blah, but you get white kids who are talking amongst themselves, just like black guys talk amongst themselves.
I've said it to nigga, some black please, friends.
Y'all, y'all niggas is this or that. It doesn't even, it's not used, like, us older people are like, that's racist. The younger people saying, oh, man, y'all punks, y'all bitches, even the gay word, like, man, y'all faggots, blah, blah. They don't even look at it like they're calling you a gay person.
Yeah.
The words are taking a total different meaning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got two white guys saying, oh, man, yo, what y'all niggas doing? Y'all niggas ain't doing nothing. Blah, blah. And it has nothing to do with racial. It's just the way they're talking
but
now.
But that
it's just like we say, y'all motherfuckers ain't doing shit.
But the word
N-I-G-G-A is used just like you say, come on, motherfuckers, come on, let's go. Oh, I'm hanging my motherfuckers tonight or something like that. That's how that word is used. It's used in a casual thing. And us older, I say us older people are like, no, you can't use it. I don't think the word should be used. You know, I mean, you don't hear Jewish guys saying, hey, you kike. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, you kike bastard, Jew. You know, you don't hear that. You know what I mean?
I get it.
The Italians are like, you know.
What are you talking about, you stupid fucking kike? I don't understand.
Guineas. You don't hear
Joe Tony, you stupid fucking wop. What are you fucking doing over there?
They do. Italians do it.
Actually, they do.
to each other. But yeah, somebody else say it. No, you can't.
Yeah, I called somebody a wop before. It was a good friend of mine. It was Italian. I thought he was going to shoot me, but he didn't have a gun. So I was like, hey, he's going to kill me or something.
I hope they don't come here when they kill you and take me out with you.
There's certain words that mean worse. You know, just mean as bad as saying the N-word. You know, the hard ER N-word to black people. And, you know, so make sure it's clear. Make sure no matter what your race is, you know, you might have a complexion that's close to it. Make sure it's cool with them first.
Let me say this now. Like I said, well, he said G-G-E-R. He didn't say G-A. You don't hear, oh, yeah, you kika. You whopper. You whopper. The whopper. I mean. But no, I got to say, with the NFL thing, they're saying you'll be penalized, this or that. You shouldn't be used anyway. If a referee heard on opposing team,
yes.
You go, nigga, you going to get it.
But
okay, unsportsmanlike conduct. That should already be if it shouldn't be an issue. It's a special penalty. No.
Exactly. Because when you say, yo, honky, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
that should be a penalty too. Any fucking derogatory
right,
fucking statement.
Right.
Yeah.
But what if you got two players? They go, nigga, I told you I was going to do it.
There was one thing I heard on sports radio that they were talking about. They said, well.
It said, well. we have.
Body head.
Technical difficulties here.
Technical bonding difficulties here. This bitch fucking took my head.
So, what happened?
You got a head to say something on it. That's awesome.
3-8.
Anyway, so basically they said, now what's going to happen when you have, you know, a white referee with two black players going and saying stuff back and forth?
On the same team.
On the same team or on
no,
the...
Say
but it doesn't
players.
Matter. It doesn't matter. How is that going to be responded to?
No, you got two players on the same team, right?
Yeah.
You got two players on the same team. One dude catches the pass.
Anyway, but then they also said the comparison of what's going to happen if you have a black referee with, you know, two black guys going and saying it. Is it going to be the same comparison?
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. What I was saying, like, two guys on the same team. Alright. Beamer's being molested over here.
Fucking bust the goddamn fucking ass. Anyway,
so two guys,
I'm sorry, folks. I'm
two guys. We're in a bar. This is live, man.
Yeah, this is live.
Shit
I'm
happens.
Fucking hat fucking pulled off my bald ass head and fucking.
Two guys on the same team. Guy makes a long run. Right. Breaks five tackles, scores a touchdown. He's running down the sideline. His other teammate. No, you didn't. Nigga, I told you I was going to score. Oh, my nigga, you. And the referee's right there. Is he going to throw a penalty? He has to.
Well,
technically.
But technically, what's going to pass a little bit easier one way or another? If
the white referee hears that. Nigga, I told you I was going to get the touchdown.
Flag. If the black referee hears
and he's
that,
talking to his teammate.
Yeah,
the black referee will be like, oh, that's cool. He's talking to his boy. That's going to be an issue. What is the gray area? What is there? You know what I mean?
But then I think it's a stupid fucking rule. I think it's just a bullshit way of fucking going. And
well,
it's trying to fucking make everybody more, you know, happy with each other and a little bit, you know, bring peace to each other.
I hate how they're bringing
by, they're bringing peace to each other by fucking making things negative.
Well, here's my take on the whole thing. They're reintroducing. I'm going to say the N word because I'm not saying nigga. I'm saying
these. No, they're reintroducing a negative
to a group, to a society, to young people who didn't know the bad history of it. Because you got some young people now who, oh, nigga, what? Like, it's a curse word, you know. Ooh, like, we know we can't say
shit. Oh, shit. He just said, fuck. Oh, my God.
So now they're reintroduced to us as, oh, so that's what makes black people mad. If I say nigger. So now you're going to see a whole rash of fights, racial fights coming about because you got these young kids now who go, You know, and I'm saying white kids who might not be racist, but if you're going to fight somebody, you have to be someone in another country. You go, wow, that's the word that pushes them over the edge? Because racism now is inherited.
Yeah.
It's inherited.
Sure.
You know what I mean? A newborn baby is not going to, you can have a newborn white baby, newborn black, but those babies going to play until one says, you don't play with that nigga, or you don't play with that white boy, or whatever. It's inherited, and then you grow up like, yeah, I don't play with them. You know, they realize they're different, but they're still going to play. You see black kids in the kindergartens, and this, they play. They don't care. They know that they're different, but it ain't going to be like, oh, you're black. You know,
I mean,
white, I'm black. I have a large penis. He has a small penis, but we still are good.
I don't know about that. Let's just say it this way.
I don't know personally. No. I'm just surmising.
No. Yeah, but your summation is wrong.
My hypothesis.
No, your summation is wrong. That's beside the fucking point. It's you know, we can fucking poke fun and we can make fun because you know.
Yeah, these are stereotypes. I'm sure Beamer has a nice package.
Whatever. But it's the same thing. It's like, to me, us being able to go and have this conversation is something that we would not have been able to have fucking 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's showing a progression of fucking time.
I would be serving Beamer drinks and food.
No, he wouldn't even be fucking here working.
He wouldn't have a chair. I would be laying on the ground.
He wouldn't be allowed in
floor,
here
he
fucking 40, sitting, 50 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Nah, I wouldn't even be here. You're
right. You know what I mean? And I'm fucking glad that you're fucking working. You're working. But you're working DJing so we can listen to fucking the music of the Africans.
Yes, DJ K is a DJ. I'm one of the best in the area. Thank you very much. I'm also a comedian. Very funny. And Beamer is my resident sidekick, apprentice, road dog, you name it.
Yeah, and I'm
and
you know,
a good job.
It's funny because our world is becoming more and more fucking like we're getting to a tighter conflict of all these minor little things, and it's bringing more points up that we have not fucking solved.
Right,
you know, and hopefully at some point in time we can figure out how to fucking solve the rest of it too. But maybe these small little things we need to figure out so we can actually get everybody together and start figuring
true.
Out.
So,
all right. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah, really quick break.
We'll be back and we need to do our...
We're not going to have time.
Yes, we will.
No, we don't have time.
God,
we're going to push this back for the fourth time. We got to, because this
fourth
is a whole episode. Our next episode, I'm going to announce it right now. And this is literally the fourth time we tried.
The fourth time.
But we get talking and everything else. So it's the AskMen.com top 99 most desirable women. The list is the most flawed.
Yeah.
I mean, the most flawed.
A blind man could see that. That's not right.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder would be like, who that bitch get up there? Who that?
What are you talking about?
It's unbelievable, and our next episode will a great deal of it will be spent.
It's not 61 degrees outside.
Yeah, no, Daytona Beach. I actually, he's looking at my phone. It has like the weather. Now we're here in Middletown, Delaware. I performed down in Florida I'm also a very funny stand-up comedian. Shameless plug. I was down in Daytona, and my phone, when I wanted to know the weather, I had to set the weather thing. So I got to flick back and forth. Sometimes it does it automatically. Right now in Daytona Beach, it is 61 degrees in Daytona Beach, Florida. Right here where we are in Middletown, Delaware, 18 degrees.
So is that the Hercules? And you know what? I'm not being racist. I love it. Bieber's, was fucking hilarious.
I love Bieber's black voice.
Hercules.
He does the best. He does Oprah better than I do.
Oh, keep my God. Oh, my God. It's time for some. Yeah. That's all it is. I mean, it's not a black voice. It's Oprah.
Hey,
Sarah. What are you doing?
Yeah, Bieber's an impression. Sorry, what's...
We
didn't even take the break, did we?
No, I got a piss, though.
We're talking about Victoria's Secret. Are you for or against?
Victoria's Secret. For or against? I really
false
don't care.
False advertising?
False advertising.
What kind of false advertising? Right.
Talking about bras and how...
Bras and Victoria's Secret.
Awesome.
All right.
I don't know how it's false advertising. That didn't make sense.
All right, look, we're going to take a break, and we're going to find out about this.
We're going to find out about this, because I ain't really going to take a piss, so we will be right back.
Right after this.
No, you're coming right here.
Right after this, we'll be right back. This is how we do Bar Talk. That's what it is, live. Tom Fullery's, Middletown, Delaware.
I'll be back. Great. How you doing there, fella?
We've had so many distractions, interruptions.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Through,
having conversations that had nothing to do with anything, but...
So, anyway,
we love yoga pants.
Even the ones that make sense. You still love yoga pants.
Okay. So, We are recording live, Top 40 Middletown, Delaware. This is how it is when we're in a bar
trying to do a show. We had a couple drinks. It's fucking loud. It's fucking loud. People still here. You know,
we have had a few.
It's gonna be a fucking soft ending. You know, we had a fucking nice conversation. It's what it is, Keith.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing real quick before we get off here, though. That,
I gotta make an apology too.
No, we're good.
Go ahead.
I want mine first.
Okay, go ahead.
I will say that I am sorry to hear about the recent separation from the intoxicatingly beautiful Paula Patton and that fucking twat, fucking Robin Thicke.
You're sorry?
I'm sorry to hear about it. But at the same time,
I thought you'd be ecstatic.
No, but at the same time, Paula Patton, if you ever become a fan and you ever hear this episode, what's up, girl? How you doing?
Yeah, because you know
you are seriously one of the sexiest women that ever fucking lived.
Did you see her in Idlewild?
Come on, did you see her in fucking the Denzel Washington?
The
Two Guns.
Two Guns.
I didn't see the movie. But I saw that. I saw that she is a very beautiful woman. So I'm gonna say, Paula Patton. Hey, what's up, girl?
Thank you, Sarah. Just here. A big round of applause for Sarah. Bringing our drinks. Yeah.
Sarah, smile.
As we are wrapping up here, we got the Jaeger
Bombs. Jaeger Bombs.
All right, but he's gonna give us plays. No, real quick, because you got guys asking like Miley Cyrus to the prom and Britney Spears.
The Olympic girl.
But I'm saying people, they're asking about, so Beamer, you might as well throw yourself out there.
Hey, you know
Paula
what?
Patton.
Hey, Paula Patton. I'm not saying I'm as rich as Robin Thicke, but I may be thicker than Robin Thicke.
Not according to his video, because in his video, Robin Thicke has a big dick.
Yeah, okay.
He spells it out, and he's like, huge fucking words.
Steve Beamer's got the steamer. Anyway, I'm going to say this. To what we were talking about earlier, to the rape relations and everything, get the fuck over it, everybody. Let's fucking just enjoy fucking ourselves. Be able to talk to anybody fucking we want to and not say fucking anything fucking wrong. Just live life and fucking be able to make friends with people and fucking discover that there's a lot more people out there more interesting than fucking the shit that we actually know.
That's yeah, funny. Bitches.
Keith, you were a bitch. I drank that thing about fucking 30 seconds ago. That was a shot that we did.
I like the savor. I like to savor my shots.
Yeah, you like to fucking taste the goddamn fucking,
I'm sorry, I'm not as qualified in swallowing as you. I'm sure Michael Sands would be happy to know that.
Yeah, Paul Patton's like to know that I got a big fucking tongue and big dick, so it works out.
So
anyway,
okay, now, I do want to apologize. I alluded to it earlier. We are going to get, next show, we're going to go down the most desirable women list.
Yes.
We're going to go over that, Travis.
AskBen.com's
most desirable women. We're going to correct the wrong that was done. Now, we're not going to do 1 to 99, but we're going to make adjustments to the current list. And make sure you go and check it out. Go to AskMen.com. Look at the 99 most desirable women. And I guarantee you, you will be. I was offended.
But also
offended.
Hopefully, besides the offendedness that happened there, and hopefully you will have a new way to communicate with us next week as well, because we have different avenues of you being able to communicate and enjoy the show. So it will be coming in the next week.
Right. So
God willing, as long as McAfee fixed my fucking computer from what their fucking program did.
Make sure you email us at
we get snow, but I
bartalk1@yahoo.com BARTALK 1 the number one.
No ampersand, just the number one.
bartalk1@yahoo.com Email us, and that's about it. Beamer, you want to take us home with a final thought?
I thought I did a final thought. You know what? Hey.
It was.
It was just about peace and love, and hey, we're all fucking different. Guess what? To say that you're better than anybody else, you're probably fucking wrong on that. So, if you think you're better than anybody else, take a step back and fucking realize that you're not that better.
That's right. Even though DJ K's the shit. All right, so.
So says DJ K. Guess what? He's wrong.
Anyway, thanks for listening to Bar Talk. Check us out. The next episode, we will go through. We will right the wrong, and please.
We will end all questions of reality. We will go. We will bring to the truth of perspective of drinking at a bar.
Right.
That's all it is. You know, we will have a good time. Fucking talk about drinking.
And to recap, don't fuck cows. Don't fuck animals. And don't
give horses Viagra.
Don't use the N-word while you're fucking an animal. Don't be fucking a black cow and be like, come on, you fucking
or sheep. Or sheep. Bye-bye, black sheep. Have any wool.
Right.
Yes.
Black sheep.
Just saying. Hey. I don't want to fucking disrespect anybody from West Virginia, but you are.
We're not going to point out our...
You're not listening to us. You're hearing us on a stone.
Our racist animal fuckers. All right, so with that, we're going to say goodbye. See you next time. Keep drinking.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later. All right. This is Bar Talk signing off. All right.
Love you guys. Not about black sheep. Between